Football season kicks off soon, with the sport still mired in controversy over whether players should stand for the national anthem. A new NFL policy that would force them to do that is now in limbo while the league negotiates with its players. But the underlying debate over whether political protest belongs on the football field is a familiar story to the University of Wyoming. Maggie Mullen has this story on the men who came to be known as the Black 14 50 years ago.
Back in October of 1969, the University of Wyoming Cowboys were 12th in the country and undefeated. John Griffin was a wide receiver.
The minute you step on any field, you're in for a fight for 60 minutes.
I'm sitting with Griffin on a windy day at the university's football stadium. He says it's hard to recognize the place, but other things have stayed with him.
I remember that day as if it were right now.
He's talking about the day he was kicked off the team.
Griffin won't be catching any more passes for the Cowboys. He and 13 other black football players were fired by coach Lloyd Eaton.
You know, lives were turned upside down for this.
It was the midst of the civil rights movement, and the team was set to play Brigham Young University. At the time, the Mormon Church promoted the belief that black people were cursed with dark skin as punishment for Cain's murder of his brother.
African Americans were not allowed to elevate themselves in the Mormon Church.
That meant no church leadership, no missions, and no access to Mormon temples. Griffin and 13 other black teammates wanted to protest the church's policy when they played the Mormon College's football team that fall.
We're not going to be able to put something on our helmets. Probably not going to be able to stick something on their jerseys. But we can certainly wear a black armband.
The day before the match, they met with their head coach, Lloyd Eaton, to discuss the armbands.
We came in, we had our armbands on, and then the coaches come in, he comes in, he walks in front of us, looks at us. Gentlemen, you're no longer Wyoming Cowboys.
Griffin and his teammates were shocked. That night, the players met with the UW Board of Trustees and Wyoming Governor Stanley Hathaway to try and overturn the coach's decision. But the university ruled in favor of Eaton, who said there was a rule that barred players from demonstrating. The next day, Griffin and his teammates watched the game from the stands.
It was pretty surreal. We should have been out there.
And it didn't stop there.
We were blackballed by the NFL.
Fast forward to today, and the NFL has effectively blackballed Colin Kaepernick. Christine Brennan is a veteran sports reporter with USA Today.
They don't want this man who has brought this controversy, you know, into our consciousness and our lives.
The quarterback was the first player in the 2016 season to refuse to stand for the national anthem. He said he was protesting police brutality against people of color. Other players followed his lead, and the league and many football fans called it a political intrusion. But Brennan says keeping politics out of sports has never been possible.
You could never, ever divorce or separate sports and Muhammad Ali, or sports now and Colin Kaepernick, or sports and Donald Trump.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired.
Whether or not the NFL can fire a player for kneeling is complicated, but the NFL is pushing a policy that says players on the field must stand for the anthem. For their part, the Wyoming Cowboys have moved on from their Black 14 days. Athletics director Tom Berman says the university no longer has a no-protest policy on the field.
You know, it's not as if that's the role of intercollegiate athletics, is to provide a platform for public discourse, but we also don't want to prevent it.
At the same time, he says the Cowboys have a team-first approach.
They discuss it as a group and not trying to limit their ability to be individuals and have an opinion, but just understand that everything has an impact on a team, and some of these issues can divide a team pretty quick.
At the end of the day, though, Black 14's John Griffin believes it comes down to what you feel in your heart.
Where the injustice lies. In our case, the injustice was the ugly face of racism.
If the NFL policy does go into effect, it's likely fans will notice who's on the field and who's in the locker room during the anthem. Probably a guarantee that this debate won't go away. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.